It's saying a lot about your program when you have when you get two of the weekly NFC awards. You know, Brian Urlacher, we've been talking about, you know, him playing better and better each week. He had a heck of a game this past week, so it's good to see him acknowledged that way. And Sherrick McManus had been injured a little bit, but has really played well, not just the block punt, but other plays, too. He's really done a great job with the special teams for us. Injury-wise today, Alshon Jeffrey did not practice today, but he is definitely getting better. And Israel Adonijé was limited a little bit today. Henry Melton and Matt Tuina with a calf injury. But none of them are really serious. Hopefully we'll have everybody back out on the football field tomorrow. You know, last couple weeks we played, you know, we played good teams, but, you know, we haven't played a 7-1 team for sure. And watching a video of them or just looking at the statistics from them, I mean, they're at the top of the charts on both sides of the football. We don't really go by the total yardage. We go a lot by the Aikman ratings on determining who's playing good football. And, you know, there's a combined number that you have counting offense and defense, and the Texans are right up at the top. And then if you just go individually, offensively or defensively, they're right at the top, third down, scoring, a lot of the areas that really mean something. There'll be a lot of stars on the football field this week, too. We are glad that we're playing at home. We know how big this game is. We can't wait to see how we match up against, you know, one of the best. They're important. I mean, J.J. Watt is a heck of a player. Non-stop motor. Just plays hard every down. But it's one thing to play hard. You don't have to have a lot of talent to play hard. He plays hard with elite talent. So we'll have to know where he is at all time, which we will, and it'll be a big challenge for us. It doesn't happen a lot, and to be able to do it, I can't tell you how much it does mean, you know, for the team. You know, for guys, you know, nowadays, to be able to play in the same system, too. It's one thing to be together the entire time, but, of course, we haven't changed systems. I mean, the guys have been doing the same thing from day one. They know what we're going to call most of the time. If the headphones went out, all three of them probably could call most of the game, and we'd be on the same page. But we know what those guys bring to the table. We're talking a lot about J.J. Watt and what he does. I mean, we have some of the same type guys, I mean, that show up every day, play hard, and they're good football players. He was a great player back then, John. And, again, just like we're talking about Charles, Lance, some of the players, he was a great player back then. He could, of course, he had great hands. He could catch the ball, good size. He was a competitor. And we see the same thing now. You know, the last couple of years he had some injuries that's hurt him a little bit. But when he's healthy, he's as good as there is. We played some good receivers this year, and of course he's as good as there is out there. You know, it's family first. If there's something you feel like you need to do for your family, always do that. And how we look at it is, it's like an injury. If a player can't go, next guy up, we'll keep going. It's exactly what it says. We have a lot of stars, but not really in the individual things. But together, the entire defense, I mean, that's what makes it all work. Guys can buy into that, too. When you have something special, when guys aren't really worried about what they're getting and they're excited about what their teammate is doing, you're going to hear those guys really talking. I mean, Charles Tillman didn't have to talk about what he was doing an awful lot because of everyone else. The guys, when they found out that Brian Urlacher was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week, nobody was more excited for Brian than the defense. So that's just kind of how it is around here.